We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
And welcome to perfectly awesome SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is the spectacular Austin, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. And my frightening co-host is John Kaka, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital.
Brains.
Oh, I'm so excited we get to do this today.
I wish we had some brains around here sometimes.
Here, sir, are you all stuck in the snow? Ooh, yeah, go, Brasco!
Sound effects and everything. Yeah, I got stuck in the snow. No power outage, but we got tons and tons of snow. It's kind of awesome, actually.
Wild. That's so wild. Like, how much snow?
In my house, we probably had 3 inches, so it wasn't a whole lot compared to some places. Yeah. Okay. But it took down
like many feet or something.
No, it wasn't that bad. It took down a bunch of tree branches and stuff, so I got to buy a chainsaw. That was exciting, which is perfect for Halloween.
Well, yeah, I was about to say. Sure. I've got this really creepy mask. It was fantastic. I managed to get my staff member today really, really, really well. Oh, it was priceless. I love scaring people. And sorry?
Go ahead. How'd you scare him?
Yeah. Well, so I came to work, no costume, nothing, right? And they came to my room and I showed them some photos from this cute thing that happened on the weekend and went to this party and showed the little boy and all this stuff. And then they left and I said, oh, Ashley, could you come back in? And when she came around the corner, I went, boo! And I was wearing this really creepy, like, psycho mask. Like, I mean, it looks like a Scarface and the whole bit. And nice. Really creepy. And first the boo got her, and then she registered what she was looking at, and she jumped again. It was just priceless.
Nice. So as the boss, you have to like really make sure you give them extra time to go home and change their pants when you do that kind of stuff. You can't like let him. You can't make him clock out. You gotta let him stay on the clock to do that. Man.
I almost needed to after laughing that hard. Oh, it was so fun. But yeah, you don't really do much anymore. You know, it's especially when it's a Monday. You're already just barely getting to work on time. And but,
exactly. So the cool thing about the new house is that we don't know how many trick-or-treaters we're going to get. So we bought like tons and tons of extra candy just in case. And I'm guessing we're going to get maybe a dozen, and we got candy for like 100. So we're good for the next month on candy.
Unless there's over 100. Like that guy said, he had 600 once.
Yeah, but in my neighborhood, like there's like five houses on our whole street. There's no streetlights, so it's dark. No sidewalks, so the kids will have to like tromp down the middle of the road in their costume. And then my driveway is like, you know, half a mile long anyway with no lights. If I know when I was trick-or-treating and I was a kid, I would not have gone to my house.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to get mine all geared up. I'm going to do my best to scare the bejesus out of some kids. Anyway, the one thing I wanted to get was one of those little, like, fake electric chainsaws.
Nice. A lot of sound. I got a real one you can use.
Yeah. Didn't think that would go well with the parents, but last year I got a few really good, so I want to get them again.
Did you guys do the parent treats too? Where I lived in Florida, when we took the kids trick-or-treating, they'd have treats for the parents, Jello shots. So you'd go up, take your kid up there, and the kid would get some candy, and you would get Jello shots. It was awesome.
Okay, that's cool. No, we hadn't done that. We used my parents used to do the coffee and the mug, or you know, or I think it was like some sort of a boozy coffee, you know, that kind of thing for parents and stuff. But
you need better neighbors.
Yeah. I suppose we better get to something here. Returning to those shows I didn't want to be, where we just talk about other stuff. But it's such a good day. I love Halloween. So we decided we'd make it a spooky show and talk about what scares the bejesus out of SEOs, at least at the beginning, and the stuff.
Or what scares people about SEO, too.
Yeah.
Let's
do what scares us. My scariest are when I get the call, my website's being banned. I need you to help me. Okay, first of all, I should set the scene. It's November, and they need it for the Christmas season.
And they've been banned. So yeah. why is that scary to you? To me, that's like either it could be an interesting challenge or you're SOL, buddy. Talk to you later. Because well, you're not going to get it by Christmas.
I'm too nice, I guess, but I'm just like, well... How do I say, you know, and the worst thing is, I mean, I really should have set the scene better here because, I mean, pretty much they're usually like, if I don't get this fixed, my business is gone. It is so heartbreaking. I mean, often happens when they pick the wrong SEO firm who maybe it's a fly-by-night or just doesn't simply know what they're doing or one of those web design firms that do SEO too.
There's a few of those out there.
Yeah.
Those things scare me. Those web design firms that say we do SEO, that scares me.
Yeah.
That'll chill up my spine every time.
or Flash sites.
Just nuke them.
No, that's like vibrating how much fear I get in my spine thinking about a Flash site.
You know what really scares me is interviewing SEOs because you never know what you're going to get. So someone that wasn't that was Brasco agreeing with me. Because they might look great on paper. They might know all the right buzzwords. They might, you know, appear to be solidly grounded. And then, and this is God's honest truth. Someone said this to me in an interview, and I thought they were like pretty stable and had a good background. And I was looking at them as a potential candidate. And then during the interview, they said, "Oh, by the way, I'm the guy who invented how meta tags work."
Oh no.
Yeah, and then they it's like, come on, you know. And literally, I've interviewed hundreds of SEOs over the years, and probably found maybe 20 of them that were worth talking to about hiring.
Or it's like going on a date and being with someone, you think, oh, she's hot, she's perfect, and then she says she's got 15 cats.
Yeah, I was going to think she said she had something else, but I won't go there.
Yeah, well.
That's a she's in costume, put it that way.
Oh, darn. Yeah, well, I it's actually kind of fun because, I mean, I can think of 100 things that are really
Flash, though, is up there.
So let me tell you this. If you are interviewing for an SEO position, don't try to BS. Really put it out there and talk about what you actually know and what you don't know. You know, if you're interviewing with anybody who knows their salt, they're going to be able to pick out the BS in an instant. And so be yourself. To me, the number one thing to look for when I'm interviewing is passion for the craft. You can know diddly squat, and it doesn't matter. You can know nothing. But if you exhibit to me you have a serious passion for SEO, you want to learn it, you enjoy it, you want to know more, that is 100 times more likely to get you hired than telling me you know X, Y, and Z, every little detail about something. But if you don't show the passion, you don't have a chance.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I find that the ones that know a lot can, or say they know a lot, can bring, you know, even if they do, can bring a lot of bad habits because they don't tend to want to listen.
Very true.
Yeah, it's tough though. I mean, you've got to really balance it as a hirer, whatever. You have to really be careful. You don't get someone who's
They're called employers, Ross.
Well, thank you. It's a Monday. Give me a break.
You're on a sugar high, aren't you?
I haven't had my sugar yet, actually. I've had a few, and the worst are the ones who are like perfect. But then you get them, and they're flaky. They just don't seem to understand that there's certain urgencies. And when you say you want your best work, you want your best work. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually had someone I asked for some work from recently, and he sent me some work, and I told him beforehand, make this your best. Show me what you can do. And it was for a pretty good position. And it came with spelling errors, incorrect info, and he was calling me constantly to find out what I thought. It's like, can this be real? Disappointing. Very disappointing. I don't know how many times I've been disappointed by that stuff.
But that actually, if you think about it, goes back to your scare about dealing with clients that have been burnt by SEOs in the past. Because literally, like I said, 20 out of 100 people that I interview know what they're talking about and have a good grasp of SEO and aren't just full of buzzwords. Well, those other 80 are probably out trying to sell themselves other places, and people are getting SEO that really just, you know, to put it bluntly, sucks. And when they come to us, they already have a really bad taste in their mouth. They're really like, you know, I don't think this is worth my money. What do? I need some help, but I don't trust you guys. And that's a real pain to deal with. You're absolutely right, Ross.
Well, something happened recently that scared me too, just to see anyone. It was good, but it's still, wow, like just to see someone, a company fall so far. I mean, I'm not going to name any names, but a design company posted a newsletter, and in the newsletter it said SEO scam. And I thought, what the? So I looked at it, and it was talking about a local company somewhere in Canada who had, I guess, run afoul of this design company, and they were calling them scammers and, you know, watch out for these guys. And I'm like, oh my God, that's scary.
It was really, to me, it was really interesting a week or so ago when the whole thing broke about Google doing secure searches and how it was really the SEOs were all, you know, yelling about it. And if you read about it in other places other than SEO forums, people in the comments were totally bashing the SEO industry. It's like anything that makes those guys stress is good in my book, and calling us scammers. And it's like, it's great that those guys finally get what's coming to them. And it was really interesting to see people outside of our industry, how they reacted to that news, because it wasn't a reaction to the news itself. It was a reaction to how it impacted the rest of us who were complaining about it. It was quite interesting. People don't like us.
Well, the people that talk like that don't like us, obviously, and they're usually the most vocal. I mean, they tend to be one looking for a fight all the time.
Yeah, but at the same time, Matt Cutts put out a great video last week or the week before. And somebody had asked the question on his video series: is SEO spam? And he put out a great video about saying, no, it's not spam. It's actually a very useful service, and he actually gives some really good reasons why a business would need an SEO to part, to help them with their website. So at least Matt's on our side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Well, actually, it was nice. Matt tweeted that article I wrote on article. Actually, it was the summary of his video, one that we talked about a couple times before. Well, so nice. That was kind of cool. Yeah, it's nice when he notices stuff. But I actually wrote an article too. Just last week, I guess, which has done very well, which I'm quite excited about. I like it when my work actually has some benefit to people, about Google Plus and how it integrates with all the different Google apps that are, pretty much how they're rolling everything together, and that having a Google profile is going to be absolutely critical in the future. It was fun. It was really fun to write. Yes.
Did I mention how much it scares me when SEOs talk about how great they are?
Yeah. I know what you mean. I just have to have...
I think that one was better. Sorry.
All right, I'm going to get you for that. All right. Watch back. So what next?
So let's talk a little bit about what scares people. We kind of moved into that category already where people don't like us. So what scares them about SEO? Why are people scared of us? Why don't they like us? What do we do wrong? So what's
I want to admit to it.
So what did you do wrong to piss off your last customer there, Ross?
I answered the phone like this.
That was me.
What do the people scared about us? We have to reverse roles here. Well, obviously, they're scared that everything they've done is going to go down the toilet and they're going to spend a fortune on it. It's constant issue when I'm dealing with people. And we also get a lot of burnt people coming to step forth and asking us for help. And but the thing is, it's I really have a hard time feeling excited about taking them on because I just know there's less trust. And when there's less trust, it's a lot more work to do the same work, amount of work I did before,
Yeah. So I think a lot of that you mentioned is they're spending a lot of money, and it's really hard to explain what you're going to get for your money in SEO. I mean, you can talk about strategy. You can talk about potential link building and content work and, tying it to the goals of their site. But honestly, until you really dig in and do an analysis of the site and their situation, you can't tell them this is what we're going to give you for your money until we really know. And part of knowing is part of doing that analysis. So people have a tough time stepping up to the plate when they're not really sure what they're going to get. And plus, tied to that is proving results. It's even becoming harder now, thank you very much, Secure Search, to really tie it back to ROI. So they invest X number of dollars, and following that all the way through from an SEO perspective to revenue in the door for a company. That's not an easy path. And a lot of SEO firms don't even bother trying to follow that path.
That's true.
And it's scary for the client when they don't know where their money's going and what they're going to get out of it.
Yeah, well, let's continue that in a second, but let's take a quick break now and we'll get back to some creepy news.
One will be back right after recess.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit the Internet Marketing Ninjas booth at PubCon 2011 Vegas. Or visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Bring in unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
The frequency for nightmares.
Webmaster Radio. .fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. John Karka, Director of SEO, Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of StepForth Web Marketing Inc. For the break, we're discussing how the tracking methods of different SEOs can be necessary because they're practically non-existent. So there's no way of actually knowing what is working or what isn't. One of the things that scares me a little. Come on, Brasco. Scary? Huh?
No. You don't get it.
Not the man.
we gotta wait and see if it's really scary before he does the sound effect.
is when I get a client with a lot of phone numbers on the site or something very prominent, and I know we're sending a lot of business. There's a lot of huge increase in traffic, but we can't see increases that much of an increase, or at least a proportional increase in conversions. And often that's, well, not always, but often it's because there's no tracking of the phone number and where the calls were referred from. Of course, there are systems that allow you to do that, but I'm stuck in these positions where I don't have it, and I don't know what to say. I just have to say we really need to know how many you're getting from our referrals, and oftentimes they don't have that.
Yeah, not being able to prove the value of the work you do is very scary, because for me, that's why we're here. We're here to make people money, and if we can't show them that we're making them money, they're going to think we're not doing our job. We very well could be killing it at our job, but without that kind of proof, we never know.
Well, and to tie that in is when we get a client who requests that we target specific keywords without letting us get our words in on whether or not they're the best keywords to do. And then they get mad when they don't get the results. I mean, we've been around the block enough. I'm sure both of us have had that happen once or twice. It's like, just so frustrating.
Last week, for example? No. but I think that the key to take out of these comments for our listeners is find ways to make sure you can prove the work you're doing is providing results for your customers. And it'll be less scary for them when you can show them, look, we did this and this is the result. You know, the more you can do that, the less scary it's going to be for your customers, without a doubt.
Yeah, and beware of websites that show up in the top rankings that talk about rating various SEO companies. I'm not going to name names. They are full of baloney. They really are. I don't know a single one, not one, that actually does what they say they do.
I've stayed away from those, so I couldn't even give you examples. I've never dealt with them. But I will tell you, I was just thinking about it to break what my scariest experience so far in my career has been from an SEO standpoint. Ooh. So I had a client. We were doing great. We had done, you know, triple-digit percentage increases in their traffic over a year. They were getting about little over 1 million unique visitors a month. And I was on a standard monthly call, just showing them the reports, proving the results like we just talked about, showing what we were doing, showing the increases we've had. At the very end of the call, she says, we had already said our goodbyes. We're like, okay, we'll talk to you next month. Great. You know, we'll be in touch for this and this, and we got this deliverable showing you next week. As we were getting ready to hang up, she goes, oh, by the way, we're switching to Drupal next week.
Jeez. Now, like, to the audience, what does that mean?
That means that they were replatforming. All their URLs were going to be changing. Their entire backend structure is going to be changing. And without proper guidance and transition from the old site to the new site, plus vetting and analysis of the new site to make sure that they did all the things you have to do with a Drupal site to make it SEO friendly ahead of time, they could easily have gone from like 1.2 million uniques a month from search to like 20. And just by doing that switch, it was just, it was like one of those things where they just dropped a boulder on my head. So that was the scariest thing
that
ever
happened. That explains a lot, though.
And luckily, I was able to convince them not to do the replatforming until much later. Eventually, we stalled long enough, they decided not to do it. Thank goodness.
Phew. Yeah, when they're already doing well. That's the other thing. When someone's doing really, really well, but they're frustrated they're not doing better, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. And exactly. They just assume they're going to do all these changes where it's they don't realize that A/B testing is the best way to go. You know, do some testing. Don't just change everything. Google Optimizer is out there to help you. It's not the simplest thing to use, but it's out there. There's other systems that are probably way more robust, but that allow you to do multivariate testing and A/B testing. And just a little bit of reading will take away the fear of what that sounds like. It's not that difficult to do, especially if you've got anyone technical on your team. And then just test and test and test and test. And then you can do incremental increases, and you're not going to have to worry about losing a ton of traffic. Oh, it's the scariest thing when a client just wasn't, you know, we really want to shake things up.
we really don't want these top rankings anymore. We just want something different.
Blood curdling. I don't think these are doing well for us. What?
Yeah, it goes back to proving results, showing the clients what you're doing is working. And they can't argue with it. If you show it to them every week, every month, and you say, look what we're doing, look at the results it's creating, you know, and they come to you with that and you say, remember the results we showed you? Those are going to go away. You sure you want to do this? And they usually come to their senses, hopefully.
Yeah. Now, from their perspective, what's, you know, that's scary, that should be scary for them, I should put it this way, is a company or an SEO company that just says, here are your rankings. Aren't we doing a great job?
Yeah. That's scary to me too. That's scary to me and clients. That impacts the whole industry. Those are the people that are burning people. You know, they're not getting results. They think, well, I did this SEO stuff. They showed me my rankings. I was getting good rankings, but I didn't make any more sales. SEO doesn't work. Well, because you were getting rankings on terms that weren't converting or it had no traffic. You know, there's so many reasons why you might not be getting conversions because of the rankings that they've chosen to target. So it's just frustrating and scary all at the same time.
And then you get one of my things that I think freaks me out the most is I get a client or a potential client calling who wastes a lot of my time, to be frank, talking about what they want. And I'm very excited about it. Sounds good. And he says, now, what I want to do with you is work out a revenue share. It's like, no, we get paid for what we do. I'm sorry. It's just because we can't control how they run their business. We can't control so many things. And I think twice maybe in 15 years have I ever done that. And only once has it worked out well.
I've never done it. Probably will never do it.
Yeah. And it was only because I had that much faith in their product and I felt I knew it well enough.
Yeah, and it's not because I'm scared that my work might not be good enough, but exactly what you said, Ross. I have no idea what's going to happen on their fulfillment end. I don't have any idea if their product is really that good compared to their competitors. I don't know what their competitors are going to do. I can do what I've been hired to do and, you know, get you better results. but that doesn't mean that you're going to make enough money to pay my bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, I get those. Well, I think we get at least two a month, and it's just Luckily, we know generally what we're hearing before we get too far into the conversation.
Yes,
it's hard.
So we still haven't touched on the scariest part of SEO. Period. The one thing that always has people backing down. Go on, Resco. This is the scary part. Black hats. Black hats. Black hats.
Black hats.
Exactly. I knew I could get you to do
that. Yes, they are scary. But only if you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Exactly. Why are they scary? Because if you're a business and you're in business for the long term, black hats are not for you. Black hats are a short-term strategy because they get burned. Because, you know, black hats, whatever techniques that they're using at the time will be addressed by the engines at some point, and they're going to have to switch tactics and burn domains. If you're in business for the long term, black hats should scare the bejesus out of you.
Yes.
Good timing.
Yes. Yes. And bejesus is right. I think the difficult thing, and it makes a lot of sense for a lot of people, is how do you identify a black hat? You know, it's difficult even for us to say. I mean, obviously there's a few things, but is there anything that perfectly identifies one? They all come in different colors and sizes.
I don't think it's the people who are black hats. I think it's the techniques, because anybody can use a black hat technique. Anybody can use a white hat technique. And
well, that makes it worse.
A lot of the people that people consider black hats in our industry, I know for a fact that they use white hat techniques all the time when it fits the needs of what they need to do. And most of the people that I know that do black hat stuff usually only do it to their own websites. They're really smart people. They know that they're going to get one over on the engines, that it's short term. It's what the worst part about it is when somebody who doesn't really know what's going on, who's new to the industry or just has a slight grasp on everything, hears about this technique and thinks it's a good technique to apply to a client's website. That's the scary part. The people that don't understand the difference between black and white, or why one should be considered black and one's considered white, they just read something online and go with it and don't understand what's behind it. And that's the scary part.
Yeah. And really, even if you're – there's one thing that can't hurt. Is, let's say you can't afford a particular SEO. Let's say you contact someone you really know, you trust, be it a radio show host, whatever. And you decide that, that you know, you want to go with perhaps your neighbor. it happens more often than no. It's frightening. Anyway,
well, what if my neighbor picked their neighbor as an SEO?
Yeah, exactly. Well, just pay an SEO or someone you know knows their stuff to verify they know their stuff. And if you're clear to the SEO you hire that they're not going to get the job no matter what, you're just hiring them to vet. Then there's no bias. They're going to check, and they're going to check well. And if the good person's good, they'll tell you. I've done that before. I've been hired to do that. It's fantastic. I love when people do that, because then I can be sure they're not getting swindled.
That's awesome. That's a great advice. You know, and check references. If you know, and don't hire an SEO without asking for references. Find out what they know and what they've done for other people in the past.
He might just get a long tone. Where they don't answer and then go, okay, I'll be back to you soon, and you'll never hear from them again.
Yeah. Is that how you answer when people ask you for references?
Luckily, we've got a good list. Right. And most of them are – they kind of sound like you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I have called to check up on you more than once. So.
But and the one thing we didn't mention earlier when we were saying about ranking reports, it occurred to me that we said, you know, people that show up with just ranking reports, we didn't say what they should be showing up with, and that's analytics. They want to be proving to you that this traffic they're getting is coming to your site, that these rankings are helping you. And that's why when you do an SEO campaign with a proper company, it should be about metrics, about what's converting. And you know, maybe any kind of particular conversion you want. It could be that you just want them on your site and you have to stay a specific amount of time. It can be that simple. Generally, though, it's around a conversion goal. It's someone who sent in an email request, someone who's subscribed to a newsletter, someone who has downloaded a PDF. It could be anything like that. But analytics, that is the key, because it's very difficult to fake, and it is tangible.
Yep. And it goes back to, and we may have talked about this before, but anytime I meet with a client, whether it's during the sales process or the first time they've been passed over as an actual client, they've been sold, the first question I like to ask is, look, when you're going to your boss and you're showing them a report saying, look, our SEO program is working great, what are you showing them? What are the numbers that you are showing them? And if it doesn't attach to a dollar figure, it's not the right numbers. Because 10 times, it's going to be about making money somehow. And if they say, oh, we're showing them better rankings, I'm like, no, that's a metric. That's a KPI towards your goal. Your goal is not to make better rankings. Your goal is to sell something, to collect something, to make money somehow. Rankings alone do not make you money.
Exactly. And then one thing that I find is kind of frustrating too, although it's just one of those things we have to get over and work with, is when a site has pages that tend to get a lot of traffic that aren't really your target, but they're getting a ton of traffic, you have to figure out ways to convert them. That is one of the T's, the puzzles that I do love about this business. Like I've got an example. On Stepforth, our 301 redirect articles, all about how to do a 301 redirect, massively popular. And we're constantly trying to figure out ways of converting people on those. Because it's interesting and it's helpful, and I'm so glad we have it on our site, but it's not really connected to our service 100%. Right. I mean, we do it, but it's not like, oh, I'm coming here, I'm going to get an SEO. No, you just need someone to help you do a 301 redirect. Mm-hmm. And it's not really our market. That happens a lot with clients too. And to all of you who have traffic generators like that, test. Do lots of tests. Try and get them into email newsletters. Try to say how you're going to have an update later on. And, you know, what we've done is, you know, stay tuned. We're going to have an update on Google and how to optimize for Google and so on and so on and so on. It's tough, you know, and those are very common.
Yep, sure are. So I have to ask, and I know we're running out of time, but I have to ask, what's Xander going for as Halloween?
He's a fireman.
A fireman. That's a good one for a little boy like that.
Oh, he loves it.
You got to get the firemen and policemen out of the way before they start wanting to be zombies and vampires and werewolves and stuff. So you got to get the... Nice.
I love Halloween. I wish it was more than one day. It's not right.
We can do it every week if you want.
You know, we might lose a few listeners. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I'd probably get bored of it after the second time, too.
Yeah. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, if you'd like to contact us on our my email address is ross@stepforth.com, and you can contact John via Twitter at John Carcutt. And thanks for joining us today on this special Halloween edition of SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hope you tune in next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.